At the White House today, President Obama picked up on that theme. He said inaction is not acceptable to the American people.
They did not choose more of the same in November. They did not send us to Washington to get stuck in partisan posturing, to try to score political points. They did not send us here to turn back to the same tried and failed approaches that were rejected because we saw the results. They sent us here to make change.
And the liberal base has been among the strongest voices for change. We're going to hear now from a leading voice on the left. Marcos Melitzas is a founder of the website The Daily Coast. Marcos, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Do you think that President Obama has been effectively making the case, or have Republicans been dominating the debate on the stimulus package, calling it an aimless spending spree?
Yeah, I think the problem we've seen the last couple of weeks is that Obama seems to have made bipartisanship sort of the ultimate goal, as opposed to actually trying to find solutions for our nation's problems. So he's been talking a lot about getting 80 votes in the Senate for the stimulus bill, instead of really focusing on just getting enough votes to pass the best possible bill. I mean, if you need 60 votes, you find 60 votes. And if there are 55 votes and you have to pare it down to get the extra 5 votes, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, this is the legislative process. Nobody said it was pretty. But this notion that this bill will only succeed if you get these super majorities in the Senate, that you get this bipartisan coalition together, I think is patently absurd.
If you look at public opinion polls around the country, they seem to show support for the package slipping and opposition increasing, that maybe people want something passed but not this plan as they understand it. How do you read those polls?
Yeah, I think in large part nobody really understands the package. I mean, the administration has done a terrible job of trying to sell it. They've gone this route that Bush did, right? Well, if you don't pass this plan, doom and gloom will befall our country. I mean, we saw that with George Bush and his selling of the Iraq War. And it may have worked short term, but long term, obviously, it was a disastrous way to try to sell a war in Iraq. And I don't think this is the best way, really, to sell the stimulus package. You need to tell America what this will do for them and why this is so necessary. But as we've seen in the last couple of days, the administration is releasing numbers, state-by-state numbers of what the stimulus means, how many new police on the streets, how many schools will be renovated, how many roads will be fixed and bridges rebuilt. And I think once America sees that this isn't just pork, that there's actual real benefits to them and their communities, I think support will start to increase again. But there's no doubt that when you start talking about $800 billion stimulus is on top of trillion-dollar bailouts. I mean, these numbers are so huge and so unfathomable, it becomes abstract to people. And the administration needs to make it more real to them.
How would you gauge your readers, Daily Coast readers' take on this presidency? It's a little over 2 weeks in now.
I think people are cautiously optimistic. I mean, a lot of us aren't happy with the focus on bipartisanship as opposed to a focus on solving our problems. Things like Judd Gregg to the Commerce Department are pretty silly when Judd Gregg voted to eliminate the Commerce Department a few years ago.
Just so little things like that. Republican senator.
Exactly. So we can nitpick here and there, but we're still pretty darn happy that we have President Barack Obama and not President John McCain. But there's a fine line. I mean, the last 8 years, it's been a lot easier for us because we've been in opposition. It's always easy to unify in opposition.
You commission a poll for the Daily Coast website tracking Barack Obama's favorable and unfavorable ratings. What's the latest data from that?
It's a weekly poll, so we've been tracking it since Obama was inaugurated. And what we found in the last week, the last 2 weeks actually, is that Obama's favorability numbers have gone down about 7-8 points. But he's still currently at 68%, which is wildly popular. I mean, George Bush would kill for numbers like that. He was in the 20s by the time he went out of office. But it is showing that people are starting to get a little antsy with Obama and wanting him to maybe, I think, to take charge and to stop letting Republicans obstruct and try to water down his stimulus and to let him do the things that he was elected to do. The American people put their trust in him, and it's time for him to take charge. And I think he has the last couple of days starting to make that case that he was elected for a reason. He was elected for change.
Marcos Melitzas, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Marcos Melitzas is founder of the website The Daily Coast.